Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. Complimented Riff and IT and IT security. Today, the day I'm recording this, today is Thanksgiving. So, if you're in the United States, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. You know, when I was growing up, my father was a project manager, and I remember Thanksgiving would always have these long, elaborate like project plans and schedules and agendas and, you know, everything right down to the how to Gantt chart, right? Starting from the defrost all the way onto the table. And it's things like that that oftentimes make me think nostalgically about project plans and roadmaps. So the tip to you is, you know, any assessment you do is really only good as the roadmap you do afterwards. So oftentimes we would do a maturity assessment or controls assessment. We'll say, hey, here are the gaps that we found. Here are the things that you need to improve on. Here is the you know, meat and potatoes, everything down to the dressing that you need to prepare for your customers, for your stakeholders, for your auditors, so that you can demonstrate due diligence and do the right thing. Now, it's usually a great report, and that report usually is nice and thick, and the report usually promptly goes on a shelf, and the report gathers dust. It's painful. It's really painful. One of the things that I often suggest is, hey, look, why don't we think about this more in terms of Agile, more in terms of Scrum? I'm going to give you a list of findings. Whole list. There's always a lot of things. I'm going to give you a whole list of things you can do. And stay with me for a year. Let's meet every other week or once a month. And let's talk through where you're at today, what the environment is like right now, what's your political reality and your tactical objectives are this moment. Let's figure out which of these security tasks that we've highlighted in this maturity assessment would best suit your means and or would be best funded by the resources you have available. Because it's going to change frequently, right? One month you may be going through a merger. Another month you may have a public opportunity to implement a new project. You know, a third month you maybe have a downturn. I don't know. Lots of things change. And by having regular, consistent advisory services, advice on what needs to be done, I think you're much more likely to actually execute on a lot of these things. It doesn't have to be a third party. This could be someone internally, right? This could be your project manager, your security director, whoever it is, department just responsible for projects. However you want to slice it, someone should have a master list of all those tasks that need to get done and a way to assemble those tasks in a way that makes sense, as well as being able to update that and use as inputs whatever is currently happening in the organization. So as you're sitting out of turkey and you're enjoying the day and the holiday meal, give some thought to those poor souls out there who put together assessments for you at all levels, right? And how you can best make sure that assessment work actually gets acted upon. Have a great holiday. Hit me up in comments. Let me know if you have any good tips or tricks to act on maturity assessment results. Or any good pie recipes? Something?